We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Stephen Moore, thanks for coming on with us. Good to have you back.
Hi, Addie. Good afternoon. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. $1.9 trillion Biden administration stimulus bill. It's a COVID stimulus bill, so I assume that means that it's all going to help people recover from COVID, right? That's the whole point of all of this, I'm sure.
Well, you've got it exactly right. I mean, every penny is going to be spent judiciously and on the programs that this country really needs. I'm being facetious, of course. Right, exactly. This is the Bernie Sanders bill. This bill has nothing to do with COVID. It's basically a social welfare, liberal wish list of programs that they've wanted to spend for 30 years, and they haven't had the votes to do it. And now they're, in a very cynical way, they're actually using COVID as an excuse to pass their liberal spending agenda. Where to begin? We've got $1 trillion already in the pipeline that has not been spent. I think I mentioned that, Annie, last week on your show. Wouldn't it be prudent? Maybe I shouldn't use that word when it comes to Congress, but wouldn't it be prudent to first spend the $1 trillion you've already got, right? As my mom used to say, first eat your dinner, then you get your dessert. And so they're going, and there was a reason, by the way, there's a big hurry on. The Democrats want to pass this literally in the next 2 weeks, a $2 trillion spending bill. Nobody's even going to know what's in it, Annie. And why are they in a big hurry? Because they know that the virus is going away, that we've got a vaccine that's combating it. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. By April, we should have this virus hopefully well under control. We also have an economy that's mending very well on its own. Just look at the statistics. It's doing a lot better. And so we don't need this money. They want to get it all appropriated before people realize, hey, we don't need a $1.9 trillion, because once it's appropriated, it flies out the door.
Regardless of what you or I or Annie say, Stephen Moore, it sounds like we're going to have a huge government spending boom coming up.
Oh, you better believe it.
Beyond the initial boom, though, there's you said a liberal wish list. One of those items is the $15 minimum wage. Now, we're wading into a little bit of legal territory here. Do you think that actually can be a part of this bill? Because I know there's a lot of questions about the legality of that.
Well, first of all, let me address what you just said a second ago, which is, that Washington's going to spend all of this money. This is, how Donald Trump came in, and one of his greatest pledges, and one of the things he really tried to do, and we tried to do as part of that administration, was drain the swamp, right, to take power away from Washington and, keep the money in the pockets of the people on Main Street all over the country rather than sending all your money to Washington. Well, this does just the opposite, right? This doesn't drain the swamp. It refills the swamp. And Washington is going to get very, very, very rich off of this. I don't know about the rest of us, but D.C. is going to flourish. And that's one of the things I hate most about this bill. Your point about minimum wage, I think there's a high likelihood minimum wage will be taken out of this bill, which is a good thing. By the way, I was just before I came on your show, I was just quickly flipping through the Wall Street Journal. I hadn't had it. It's been a busy day, and I wasn't able to read it this morning. And there's a big, huge, full-page ad by Amazon saying, yes, raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, you may think that they are doing this because they're just good corporate citizens and so on. They care about America. And maybe that's their motive. But, Amazon already pays wages that are, pretty high. What they're trying to do here, in I think a very cynical way, is force their smaller competition, which can't afford $15 an hour minimum wage because they don't have a CEO that's worth $1 trillion. And it's going to hurt the small businesses. Right. And so Amazon is going to come out ahead of this if we do it. So you know, I wonder, I'm a little suspicious of, you know, whether they're being a good corporate citizen here or they're trying to squash the small businesses in America that might dare compete with big Amazon.
I appreciate your cynicism on that. That sounds just about right to me. Before you came on here, I played a clip from Larry Kudlow on Fox, and he was talking about President Biden's policies. And in his words, he says, will Biden reverse Trump policies because of an obsession to spite Trump? It does raise my curiosity and cynicism to look at so many of these policies, what President Trump's administration implemented that was so successful that you had a very large part in, especially going into the 2016 election. We all know Trump derangement syndrome is real. Is a lot of this just to get back at Donald Trump, or is that too simple?
It's not too simple. I mean, I think there is strategy, a plot by the Democrats to just undo everything Trump did, to erase him, you know, because they're into erasing, right? They try to erase everything they can, and they're trying to erase Donald Trump. And look, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump did. I agree with a lot of it, and I think it was spectacularly successful when it came to the economy. But I'll tell you this, having been in a lot of meetings with Donald Trump, I guarantee you everything that every decision he made and some of, as I said, some of them I didn't agree with. They were always oriented towards one thing. And you know what that was, Annie? It was putting America first. And there's a big article in The New York Times today about how the left is going to and Biden is going to overrule all of Trump's foreign policy stuff. And we're going to reenter these all of these crazy treaties, and we're going to pay the world's bills again. Our rich Uncle Sam, they're going to pay. And they're talking about, oh, Europe loves Biden. Well, why wouldn't they? He's writing the checks for them.
Sure.
He's putting Europe first. I mean, obviously, if you've got a rich uncle who comes over and gives you money all the time, you're going to like that guy. But we can't afford that, folks. We have to put American workers first, not Germany and France and Italy and Spain and China and Russia. And that's exactly what Biden's doing. And, of course, the foreign press loves him. I mean, they adore Biden. They didn't like Trump too much because he put America first.
Yeah, and it strikes me from the reports that we got a lot of times, specifically with Jim Carafano at Heritage Foundation, who you're probably familiar with. But, you know, regardless of whether the folks overseas loved or hated Donald Trump, they did respect him in a way that they hadn't respected previous administrations. That's what we should be about.
You know, I could not agree with you more. And I that goes back to the Reagan doctrine. You know, Reagan used to say that. I want them to love me, but more, I want them to respect us. And I want our enemies to fear us, right? You know, Reagan used to say weakness is provocative. And he was right about that. And, you know, we want the rest of the world to respect us. And what really worries me is that when the United States gets it wrong, as we're getting it wrong now with Biden, with $2 trillion spending bill, and we're going to dismantle our energy policies, and we're going to spend billions and billions of dollars on foreign aid, the rest of the world follows our lead. When we get it right, the rest of the world gets it right. And tragically, when we get it wrong, the rest of the world, you know, gets it wrong too. And Biden keeps talking about, oh, we need more government spending. We need bigger government control of the economy. And that's exactly what these other countries are going to do. And in countries like Africa and South America, that's going to cause major, major problems with their economies. Freedom is what works. Free enterprise is what works. Private businesses that can create the jobs. We got a president who thinks that jobs come from government.
Well, his jobs do come from government.
Exactly. That's why he's never had a job, right?
Yeah. I can understand
I think
why
that's the problem.
Yeah.
But that's a serious point, Annie. That's a great observation. I mean, the problem is, why would anyone think that someone who spent 40 years in government would have any idea how to create jobs, right? One of the things I loved about Donald Trump was he was a businessman. That's why he got elected. It's like people were sick of politicians. And the one thing that Donald Trump proved is he sure knew how to create jobs and higher wages for American workers, because we got it under Donald J. Trump.
Stephen Moore, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. There's always going to be a lot to talk about for the next 4 years. So we continue to welcome you back on the show anytime you're free. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Annie. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.